Welcome back. Welcome back. I am your host. Welcome back. Welcome back again. I'm your host, Brad. I'm here with two of my buddies, Joe and Dace.
Are we buddies?
That's pals.
Acquaintances.
This old bit.
Acquaintances.
Lovers.
Lovers.
Can I read y'all something real quick?
Yeah.
Cooking isn't so different from jazz. The best jazz musicians seem to improvise effortlessly, whether by embellishing standards or by stripping them down.
What are you doing right now?
Isn't that fun?
Is this what your life has become? Reading a little, tidbits?
Isn't that fun?
Are you reading a Cosmopolitan? Yeah, what is that?
I'm really...
No, it's a salt, fat, acid, heat.
Really inspired.
It was really big about 6 years ago.
Okay.
Saw the documentary.
I just thought I'd bring some new energy to the podcast.
About cooking.
That's really... I mean, gosh, that changed my view of cooking. I'm very inspired.
Just that one statement right there?
No. Thank you.
We're really off to a great...
a small part of your evolution as a human being.
We're off to a great start this episode.
Well, let me start being exciting then.
Yes. It's about time.
Really, really jazz it up. Yeah, give it your all. Let's see Brad at his most animated.
So, I don't know if you guys feel this way, but it sounds like this is kind of... We're playing music from a darkened room. Sounds like this is like, I don't know, like some kind of fucking haunted house or some shit.
Yeah. I think we'd all agree the house is haunted.
I'd agree.
Have you guys ever been or lived or know someone that's lived in a haunted house?
That's a good one. Of course, Keely jumps to mind. One of our friends.
Was she convinced her place was haunted?
Oh, yeah. 1,000%.
I don't think I ever had this conversation with her.
Yeah, she,
apparently all her family will swear by it, and it's like, yeah.
Just give her a couple drinks, and she'll go off on the subject. Okay. But yeah, they grew up in a mansion-type house in Louisiana. At least that's the way I pictured it. And yeah, she 100% believes it was haunted. And like Brad said, her family will back it up. And do you remember the specific incident, Brad? Like, I know it involved shadows and...
Basically, I think, if I remember correctly, her dad's job at the time was overseeing, a golf course that was in the backyard of this house.
Oh.
And, typical stuff like that. One room was always fucking cold. But I literally think she said there was stuff seeping from the walls and shit like that.
That's it. That's it.
Wow.
That's the one that stood out.
And the golf course lights would just like turn on randomly at night and stuff like that. Typical, not any manifestations, I don't think, but typical like creepy shit like that.
Okay. All right, that's not
how likely.
That's not the most far fetched, I suppose.
Yeah.
Shit seeping from the walls?
No, that is way out there. I was talking about like the lights. Like turning on and off and stuff like that. Wow, I feel like I haven't talked to Keely in a long time. Next time I get to talk to her, I'm definitely gonna. The first thing in my mouth is gonna be, so about this haunted house she lived in.
And like Jake, Jake went to like visit. They went to Louisiana, went by the house, and Jake will swear to. He's like, man, that place was creepy. He'll swear by it as well. They went back and visited it.
I will say this. Jake strikes me as the kind of person who, if he was primed to be creeped out, he would be creeped out.
He definitely doesn't like haunted trails. I can tell you that much.
Does he buy into all that?
He gets freaked out at haunted trails, yeah. Not that he thinks it's...
Yeah, he does.
Actually a haunted trail, but he doesn't like people jumping out and scaring him and shit.
We had kind of a running joke that our house had some type of poltergeist or something like that, but no one really took it seriously, and it was very much like, oh, something fell off the shelf. It's like, okay, something, you know, mm-hmm. that thing wasn't put on the shelf well and fell off, you know, or, you know, we also had a cat, so God knows where the cat was in the house at any time, mm-hmm. you know, like doing whatever it's doing.
Yeah, that's the great thing about having cats. You never worry about being like broken into, because if you hear a weird noise, you're just like, ah, fucking cats.
That's a cat. Yeah, I don't know. Like, besides that, like, I don't know if I've known anyone who's like really convinced that they're I don't know if it's coming through or not, but like, I'm not a big believer in the haunted places
and kind ghosts. Of
thing. Yeah, not really. No, if I had the opportunity to, you know, and if I had the opportunity, it's like, oh, this place is so haunted that no one can spend the night in there and last the whole night. Like, I'd be on top of it. I'd be like, hell yeah, let's go.
What about demonic possession? Do you believe in demonic possession?
I believe in demonic possession. I just don't believe in ghosts, because they're not the same thing.
What about... Nope, I got nothing. Brad?
Okay. Well,
what about the ghost of a demon?
The ghost of a demon? Of a demon who's died? Of a demon who's died is now... I feel like that's just an extension of ghost, you know? Yeah. I love watching ghost files shows. And it's like, but I... The whole time I'm watching them, I'm just basically taking the shit out of them and just... Like, these guys are so jumpy and just like... Oh, the radio made a sound that vaguely might have been a word. Ghost.
That, yeah, did you ever watch that show? It was with Josh Gates. His parrot, was it? It used to come on Sci-Fi all the time.
Sounds familiar.
Wait, is this, I don't know. This the guy he would like? It wasn't just haunted places, though. He'd go to like paranormal stuff, right?
Yeah, paranormal stuff in general, and it's kind of a dream job. Like, yeah. He gets paid to travel to all these exotic locations, and just like, I mean, I'm sure a lot of the places he went are like third world countries and not pleasant to be in, but
still, man, you know, yeah, it's not a bad gig.
I used to watch those shows just for like the travel aspect of it. A lot of it was just like travel based, and then once they got to the actual haunted location, it's like, okay, maybe I'll change the channel.
One thing, another thing we've talked about before is, like, you know, like urban explorers, like people who go like underground in big cities or go to like big abandoned, you know, factories or schools or old hospitals and stuff. Like,
super
sus. I would love to do that. Man, that sounds like, and not because I think that they're haunted or anything, but just because I think that's cool as shit.
Like, super sus.
Sus?
The Ukraine.
Oh, no, that's a
small man.
Oh, those guys. Yeah.
Yeah, y'all check out Super Sus on YouTube. That entire channel is gold.
Man,
it's these crazy Ukrainians just investigating, like, I don't know.
I don't know what that man has gotten in some
buildings.
Sketchy water. Sketchy water.
Irradiated water. Didn't they go to Chernobyl and he got in like an irradiated water puddle?
Yeah.
Gross. Like, this man gives zero fucks.
He was
like,
eating some apples. He was in Chernobyl and eating the irradiated wild apples or whatever fruit was growing from a tree.
Nice.
This man is not afraid of death.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's by like doing something like that, like abandoned locations. We've talked about like liminal spaces and what makes them creepy before, you know, stuff like that. I would love that. Like, I don't know, I'm fascinated by that kind of thing. You know, when
there's several, you know, accounts of like abandoned towns.
Yeah,
you know, that exists out there that just like nobody lives at, and the roads are fucked up and they don't go to them anymore.
What is the town? There's a town in the U.S. that like has a coal fire burning underneath it, and it's been burning for decades.
Yeah, it's basically
that was the
place that inspired Silent Hill, the video game.
Right,
exactly. That except it's real.
Except it's real.
It's so fascinating.
Apparently, if you walk down like the abandoned highway / road to it, it's just like all graffitied up. Like people just graffitied the entire road to it and stuff like that.
Yeah, I would love to check something like that out sometime.
Yeah.
Parts, I don't know, parts of Portland kind of feel like that. but, you know, every big city has a, you know, kind of sketchy, abandoned feeling place. But yeah.
I'll tell you what creeps me out. It's not necessarily parable. It's not paranormal at all. But places like the paint pots in Yellowstone, where people have jumped in and just like gotten dissolved and boiled alive.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that exists.
Yeah, yeah. There's different whatchamacallums, hot springs.
Yeah, and some of them are really acidic. Yellowstone
specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's another place. I forget the name of the river, but it's in the UK somewhere. And when you look at it, it just looks like a little stream, but it's actually like super, super deep. So if you accidentally step into it, it just drags you down to the bottom of it.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And it's got such an insanely high mortality rate. Just like naturally deadly places on Earth. Really intriguing.
It's probably like shit like that that like inspired a bunch of like basically like, you know, stories probably from like Native Americans and like cavemen and people like that. Like,
yeah,
it just looks like a normal creek. It's just like a little nice little spring.
Except it fucking eats you.
It's all. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
100%. Oh, God.
Like, there's another place that I think I saw this in like a National Geographic or something that's close to a volcano. And the way that the rock formation cooled, the rocks are like razor blades. So if you slip, you're pretty much gonna die.
Whoa.
Unless you're like extremely protected with like, you know, gear.
Same thing. Like, I think this happened in Africa on like a volcano, like, or near like something like that. Like, an entire town, I don't know when this happened, just like fucking died overnight. And it was like a huge mystery, but it was like deduced that like there was something coming out of this like volcano, like the toxic gas that just like overnight swept through that countryside.
Well, yeah, like like even in Pompeii, like, you know, they figured out that, you know, one of the things that happened is that when the Pompeii erupted, that there was a gas that was released that was heavier than air. So it basically, like, almost like a liquid, although it's a gas, you know, flowed down and filled the entire city for several days. And so even if the ash hadn't killed you, I mean, you literally just suffocated, like, because there was no oxygen, because this heavier than air gas just forced everything out.
Yeah.
Well,
it's fucking nuts.
I started out not being creeped out. I'm kind of fun now. I have
now I feel
anxiety, and I'm going to have nightmares tonight.
That's one of the reasons the Color from Outer Space is probably my favorite H.P. Lovecraft story, just because it is exactly like that. It could be perceived as this gas that's just denser than air that came down.
Yeah.
It starts creating all kind of crazy hallucinations.
Still got to see it.
Yeah, wasn't there
realer than
wasn't there a movie that
Nicolas Cage did? Yeah. It actually looked kind of legit from the trailers, but
it strikes more horror in me than Brown Jenkins. As creepy as that little fucker is.
Brown Jenkins. I know who you're talking about. God.
Yeah.
Speaking
of witch house.
Of
Brown Jenkins.
Houses.
Oh. Of haunted houses, yes.
Well, he said dreams from the witch house.
Okay.
Ah.
Story by H.P. Lovecraft. We have our own Lovecraftian horror unfolding before us.
And, indeed.
Songs from a darkened room.
Music from a darkened room?
Yes, music from a darkened room.
Is it darkened or dark?
Darkened. Think.
Okay.
Let me go back and read the entire music from a darkened room. I guess I'll do a recap. What happened last time with Axel and Alice, the AA team? We left off with you guys at the storage unit that Arthur Dunley had visited prior to his untimely death. You kind of re-looked through all this junk that was in this green box. did some double checks to make sure you didn't miss anything. Ripped apart cushions, stuff like that. Nothing new was discovered. Seemed to have gotten all the most important stuff. On your way out, you stopped by to talk to Brian Migla, before you left the storage unit, Metalbrook Store, and tried to get to see if anyone else was coming to the storage unit besides Arthur. And from what you could tell, Brian has not been to the unit. No one's been in the unit, and it seemed to only be Arthur, even though he racked up quite a bill by not paying. For almost half a year. From there, you kind of wanted to get some more information on the families that had lived in 1206 Spooner, so you decided to go to the county seat. There you found what could only be described as a hothead at the counter.
Tony's doing his best,
Dad. Brad played immaculately.
Yeah.
That was because I was extremely high last episode.
Just last episode, not this one.
Yeah, it wore off.
He says as he takes here. A sip of his special herbal tea.
Had some luck, not much luck. You know, it's going to take a while, and it's hard to go through all these files. You had a lot of families you wanted to go through. You seemed to convince Anthony Freeman to go through the files with you before the end of the day. Had some fumbles, probably, you know, got pushed back, if not destroyed, some of the information you might have could have unveiled. But you were able to find from one of the families, the George and Margaret Kreese family, that I think piqued your interest because one of Arthur's notes said that Kreese tried to burn the house down. Upon going through all these backlogs of taxes, death certificates, and whatnot, you found that basically they started out kind of normal. They got a little bit more reclusive. One of the George seemed to have gotten more religious. They spent a lot of time redoing the house, replacing all these mirrors that were in the master bedroom.
Because that's not weird.
Yeah. On October 12th, 12th of October 1960, George Kreese drove to a sporting goods shop, bought a double-barrel shotgun and a box of 20 shells, drove home, and shot his wife and then himself. Oh. And that seems to be how that love story ended.
Not good.
Real.
Not good.
Romeo and Juliet situation.
Yeah. Not good.
Before killing himself, he tried to burn the house down, but was stopped by an anonymous neighbor.
Yeah, I do like Dace. I like your instinct on who's this neighbor.
Blow his Domeo and got nothing for Juliet.
Okay, good job.
All right, what'd you say, neighbor?
Yeah, I like your instinct about the neighbor, about who put out the fire.
I wonder if the... same neighbor's been living there this whole time. We haven't even... That would be something to look into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in 1204 and 1205 and 1207.
Yeah. After that, it seems whether records are lost or nobody cared to follow up, it seemed that everyone was happy to sweep it under the rug, not think about it. And that was the end of George and Margaret's Kreese's stay at the home.
Yeah.
That kind of wound up the day. It was after working hours. You know, y'all went a little past working hours because you succeeded on a luck roll. So let's say it's like 6:30 by now. And Anthony is worn out from doing your jobs, finding all this information about the Kreese family.
From also doing his job is literally his job.
And that's where we are, gentlemen.
Yeah. All right.
Alice gets out her phone and Googles the name of the antique store, see if it's still open.
Normal business hours. It would close at 5:30 according to the internet.
Okay. Are they open tomorrow, perhaps?
From a Google search, it would seem so. Okay. You said it was a Friday. Did you actually look back?
Yeah, it's actually Friday.
Yeah, it would be open on a Saturday.
Okay.
Same business hours.
All right. All right, well, Tony's scampered off into the darkness.
All right. All right, no. All right, we got some stuff done here, Alice.
Yeah. Is there anything else we can do tonight?
Well, I mean, we could observe the house. I say we don't even step onto the property.
Yeah, agreed. But it would be good to get some eyes on the place and just
at least get an eye on the layout. Yeah.
The layout?
Wait a second. Wait a second. Didn't Arthur Dunley's notes say that he attended some type of open house?
I believe so.
If this place was listed online on, like, Zillow or something, probably a layout on the listing, right? Like...
It is 2017, and that 2017 does exist.
It does exist. I mean, maybe we could just... Let's take a look online real quick, see if we can at least find a, not necessarily a blueprint, but just a floor plan, you know?
Yeah.
So, could we do that, Brad? A quick Google, see if we can find the old listing?
Sure. Do some kind of research roll at a plus 20.
Some kind of research roll.
Would just straight up search be?
Sure.
Or was there something more... Towards actually looking it up on the internet.
I mean, just do a straight search, like, just like or like intelligence or search.
Yeah, just do a straight search plus 40. I mean, it's the internet.
I'll roll it.
Okay, that takes me to a 90.
That takes me to a 120.
A success. Lo and behold.
Nice. Okay. So you can look up stuff on the internet. It seems.
Yeah.
And you're pretty good at that.
I pull out my phone, and at first it's upside down, but then Axel's like, "Whoa!" and turns it back the other way.
There we go.
There was some, you know, not as many photos as you might think to find on a house that was for sale. This, it was listed back, I believe it was 6 months prior. I can't remember exactly. Maybe look back in the notes.
Because that's when Yamila is already
Yamil, back. Yeah. And it had been vacant for 6 months.
Okay. Can we compare the pictures that we have online to some of the pictures that we have from the storage unit? And kind of, is there anything different? Or can we, like, match them up?
Sure. I mean, just from the, you know, it's an older house, but it seems to have been, you know, it's old, but it was, like, kind of not remodeled, but, you know, tidied up, so it's not like looks like it's 100 years old. It's old, but it has had some modifications done, you would think, to the outside.
Modern amenities.
Yeah. Unassuming old white paint, front porch, got some iron bars, little porch. And do a look, and we'll see if you can find the layout.
Okay. I think that's pretty fair. We want under 50, 23 under 50.
Nice.
I will drag the layout.
Nice.
Over to...
Got a floor plan?
Classic floor plan. Nice. Classic floor plan. Okay.
How do I enable y'all to move it around?
You want to right-click on it, and there should be a little gear that appears, and you should be able to give, when it says can edit or move or something like that, and you should be able to type in all players.
Top left, does that say upstairs bonus room?
It does.
The fuck is a bonus room?
I wish I had a bonus room.
Bonus room? This is a pretty big house.
Yeah, it is. But it's only one story, it looks like, aside from the bonus room.
Bonus room.
I'll see that in the gear section.
When you click on it, when you click on the picture, a little gear doesn't show up underneath it.
It does, but I don't see in there. Or I can allow y'all to move it around. Controlled by all players.
Controlled by, yeah.
Save settings, so y'all should be able to move that.
There we go. Okay, so now we have it. Nice. Okay.
It's pretty damn... So it's a four-bedroom house, which I'm pretty sure is pretty big for a small town in 1917,
This thing... Any pictures of the master bedroom in these photos, or even in the old photos that we have from Arthur's storage unit? I'm looking for this mirror.
Yeah. Are the mirrors still there?
Online, there's no interior photos. You just have these exterior photos and this floor plan.
Really?
And
that's sus.
Sus as hell.
These photos... feel free to roll again. You couldn't really discern anything from them before. They're blurry, half burnt.
Yeah, just so actually, let me pull it up here for the it's a little bit blurry, but let me pull it up here so people can see it on the stream. Center it just a little better. So yeah, this is what we've got here. Pretty big house with this, again, this bonus room upstairs, which comes off of the... There's stairs that go from the master bedroom. There's like a little hallway. Stairs right by the kitchen. Ooh, it has a breakfast nook.
Breakfast nook. It is that's a fun word. A
breakfast nook.
I mean, just
may I invite you to
looking at this layout, you can all tell why people were obsessed with this house.
This is a,
it's
already?
A steal. It's a steal.
It's a house to die for.
Oh. All right. Oh. Okay. Well, no interior pictures, I notice. And then, so like the pictures from the screen box, are they too blurry to see? Like they are messed up or. What's the
deal? You look at them again, you can't really tell anything from them. It's like shaky cam shit, and some of them are burned.
Okay.
But you can tell if you have this outside view of the house, you can tell there are some outside pictures of the house in these photos, okay. Among something else.
This. Axel thinks real quick. This camera that we have from the storage unit, is this a digital camera?
Yeah, I believe so. Says it's a Nikon F36 little photo lens. I don't know. What is that? Let's see.
I don't know. I tried to look it up. I couldn't find anything.
Is it just the lens? Or
do we have the camera and a lens. Yeah, I tried to look up a Nikon 36. I think the writers.
Yeah, I don't think this is digital.
It's not digital. Okay, so if it's not digital, is there any film inside it?
Good question.
Roll a luck.
Okay.
Shall we?
Luck roll. Unlucky.
Film inside.
Shit. All right, well. Listen, let's go. What are you thinking here, Alice? What's on your mind? We just want to go scope out the place, or
it's 6:30. Do you think it would be rude to talk to the neighbors at 7 o'clock at night? Should we wait until the daytime?
Should probably wait until the daytime, honestly. I don't know, let's chew on what we've got. Let's go by, check out the house,
Just get an eyeball on it real quick, and then let's go hit up a motel.
Yeah.
Get our base camp set
maybe,
up.
Maybe we do a drive-by vibe check on the house.
Classic. You roll down your window and just stick your head out the window and absorb those vibes. Let's see what we get.
Yeah, I will absorb the vibes.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll drive by.
And you leave this city hall, county seat building. The town's already dying down. Small town. No one's left in the office. Streets fairly empty. All this is close. You go to the Meadowbrook neighborhood, and these houses aren't very close. It's kind of like being out in the country, you know. You can kind of see the neighboring house, but it's far enough away, you know, you wouldn't be able to make out if anyone's in the yard or not. You can just see these houses in the distance.
So pretty spread out. It's not like, this is not a suburb where there's a house that's right next to each other.
Right.
Okay. All right. That's different than what I was thinking. So this is spread out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's the closest neighbor?
Say.
Sorry, go ahead.
Half a mile away.
Okay, so it's a minute.
That
does make the theory about what's up with the neighbor a little more sus, doesn't it?
Let's see. Half a mile away. He would have had to, like, I don't know, I guess you could still look at, I mean, what's the landscape like? Are there trees in between the houses?
There's trees around the property, but, you know, out in the front yard, kind of a couple of hills, and then you can see the other house straight away. There's a house behind this house, but it's kind of covered in trees, you know, maybe a little bit closer, but you can't just look through the forest and see it, but it'd be an easy enough walk.
So one neighbor could have just looked through their window and seen 1206 on fire.
You know, if it's a half mile away, you can see a big fire billowing.
Right.
How the hell did the neighbor put it out? If it was that... Like, if it was that... If the inflagration were that...
conflagration.
Yeah. You know, conflagration, thank you.
Like, you know, back in the 1960s, neighbors took care of each other.
Yeah, they were different back then, man.
So... It's got to be a big garden hose to put on the fire.
Axel's. So we pull up, but you can see the house. You can see 1206 from the road. Okay, we're gonna pull up. We're not gonna even drive up the little driveway or whatever. And Axel's gonna kind of slow down to a crawl. Is there a for sale sign or anything? Or okay.
Do we know who owns the house right now?
That's a good question.
Arthur was thinking about buying. He said, buy it or burn it. He said, buy it or burn it.
I wonder if he did buy it. Man, might be why he has keys.
We probably should have checked that out at City Hall.
Yeah. You know who might know? You know, something that we haven't thought about.
So we're just like sitting here, like with the, just kind of like inching near this thing.
Yeah.
You know, Arthur's ex-wife... You ever been married, Alice?
No, I have not.
Well, do you know many ex-spouses who regularly check in on their exes?
No, that strikes me as a weird thing to do.
Yeah, I'm wondering what's going on with his ex. Why was she checking in on him? I mean, maybe she's just nice, maybe... You know, they still care about each other, just didn't work out. Maybe she was worried. Well, maybe she could give us some insight into how Arthur was doing, maybe even if he bought this house.
Yeah. It's worth investigating. But while we are here, how long is the driveway?
20 yards.
Okay, so not far at all.
So there's a mailbox... There's a mailbox by the road. Yeah. Can I investigate the mailbox and see who the letters in there are addressed to?
Ooh. Sure. Y'all pull up to this house, very similar to what you saw online. It's dusk. You can hear crickets chirping. Nothing in the distance, maybe a random dog barking a couple miles away. You know, old kind of white paint chipping, these bars, front porch, not screened in, but kind of like barred in.
Weird.
You walk into...
Barred in?
Yeah, it's like one of these old...
Circle back.
It's
like old rock.
It just looks like a, yeah, fencing. Old, yeah. Weird, kind of weird design, but definitely not like... It doesn't look unnatural, is what I'm saying. Odd, okay. But looks maybe... Maybe that was a thing of the time. I've
never seen a house with prison bars on the front.
Well, think of like your barred indoor. You know, all the bar... You have a screen, and then you have like bars over doors. Some
okay
doors have that.
Oh, just over the door, not on the whole front
porch. On the whole front porch. Oh. But you know, it's the same kind of thing. They look a little decorated. It's not just like a...
Okay.
A rebar sticking. Yeah. You walk up to the mail... box in there.
Okay.
But you hear whimpering
coming from
do you want to
what direction?
Heard it like that. Do you want to roll something?
By the way, Axel's in the car with the camera, and he's going to try to snap some pics of the house.
Sure.
What do you want me to roll?
Some kind of investigation search, if you wanted to try to determine. Let's see.
Axel doesn't hear this. Mm-mm. Okay.
I'm assuming the band's running. Like, it's very faint, you know?
Yeah, okay.
I can roll a search?
Yeah.
Okay.
Success.
Success.
It's coming from the left side of the house.
Okay. I'm going to go back to Axel and be like, Axel, there's something... suspicious. I heard a sort of whining on the left side of the house.
Like an animal?
Let me think about it.
Can't tell.
It's harder to tell. It's just a sort of, I don't know. Can you see anything with the...
With the telephoto lens? Yeah, like, I don't know, can I... Is there a way to... back the van up and like zoom in the lens so I can see down the left side of the house?
Sure.
Okay.
Roll something for it. Let's see.
Axel, can I do like either an alertness or a search, one or the other for that? It's the best I can think.
Do alertness.
Alertness, okay. Alertness ain't great. It's 50. It's not bad. That's a failure.
It's getting dark. It's kind of hard.
Yeah. I don't see anything. Alice, listen, I'm not... I don't want to say I'm exactly afraid here, but again, I don't know if going on this property is a good idea.
No, you're right. There's simply too much we do not know. We need to find out how to best equip ourselves against this whatever is in there.
Yeah, honestly, you know, I wonder this guy, Emil Yarrow, this parapsychologist. You know, I don't know how much experience you have with any. Shall we say, practitioners of the unnatural, but sometimes they have ways to protect ourselves. Not sure how much I believe in it, but I mean, hell, you gotta start believing something.
Is it weird that I believe in ghosts and demons, but I do not believe in
parapsychologists? We'll see.
Is that strange?
I don't know, Summer swears that he's useful. Which again makes me wonder if Summers has worked with him personally. I don't know. Let's go find a motel. Get set up for the night. This house ain't going nowhere.
You get back in the car and then you hear, "Where's my daddy?"
What the fuck?
Oh, fuck no. Let's get out of here.
From
Gone at Axel.
Do we hear that, for instance? Like, I imagine Axel sitting there, both hands on the wheel, and both hands get very tight on the steering wheel. And he says,
"Alice, did that sound just come from the coffin in the back of my van?"
It most certainly did.
Oh, fuck no.
"Alice, I would like you to get a shotgun and to hold it in your lap. I'm going to drive somewhere very, very quiet and very far away. I don't know if we're going to make it to the hotel right now."
"I will grab two shotguns.
Why don't you get two?
Put them in my lap.
We're going to pretend.
And I put a pistol in my crotch.
And by the way, we should probably take some sanity damage. Honestly, we should probably do some sanity rolls." That's my feel.
You don't have to. I wasn't going to make you do it there. You hear that? I mean, shit, it could have been the radio. Who knows?
Oh, that hit song, Where's My Daddy?
That's all there is. Axel's going to make a sanity check.
Was that a Lady Gaga song?
Classic.
Where's My Daddy?
I'm going to make a... That's a success for Axel.
Zero. It's a zero if you've had...
Okay.
If you've seen. All right, Alice, make a sanity check.
Oh, damn it, Bugs.
Look, man. We just heard a sound from a fucking... from a coffin.
Success. You know, who knows? It's late. Y'all are tired. Maybe it was just an animal. You know? Animal sound.
I want to get this thing out of my fucking van.
Where do you want to put it?
I want to put it in the ground, somewhere where we can go back and get it later.
Okay.
You got a better idea? I definitely don't want to put it in that storage unit. Not where someone else can access it. This thing might be dangerous.
Looks like we're going to get a workout before bed. Maybe let's go somewhere remote. Right. Dig a hole.
We're going to try to rebury this thing. Somewhere. We need to drive out somewhere remote. Is that difficult to find someplace off the beaten path?
It's a small town. You can go more out into the outskirts, kind of like where the store was. Not necessarily at the store, but
plenty of back roads. We're gonna drive at least 20, 30 minutes down, like a pretty windy back road, and find some place that's quiet. That does not seem to be well trafficked. And we're going to dig a shallow grave for this thing.
Gotcha.
That would probably take, you know, two able-bodied people, you know, it's probably an hour to dig a decent grave. Not like a fully deep grave, but
right. You go to a relatively secluded spot out in the woods, and when you take the coffin out of the car, it's not dry anymore. You lift it up and it's water wet. Sloshes out of it. You know, it's still, y'all closed it, but it's just like, and it smells.
Nope.
It smells
now.
We don't hear anything.
It reeks.
Alice?
Do a constitution check to see if y'all barf.
All right.
Because it's bad. It's bad.
That bad. Okay.
I really, really want to open this.
This is a 13 under 60 for Axel. Axel's handled some pretty putrid stuff. Surely Alice can get a bonus to this.
Yeah, I'll let her have a bonus. I mean, y'all Y'all are tough. Yeah, yeah. It does. You don't need the bonus.
I got success anyway.
Okay.
Y'all tighten up. You know. It's a stinky, wet thing now. Coffin.
In the hole, Alice.
Are you not?
Of course, I'm fucking curious. I'm also really interested in staying alive. It goes in the hole. If you want to open it, I'll cover you. I opened it the first time. I'll hold the flashlight.
Oh, this is just...
What would Alice do?
No. Benji would 1,000% open it.
Benji would open it and crawl inside it.
Like a fucking that Tauntaun from Star Wars.
Yeah. Alice is not Benji. She's way more level-headed. I think she's going to be like, all right, let's bury this fucker.
If we come back in the morning and this hole is filled with mud, we'll address it then.
Yeah, agreed. Let's bury him.
They lower it down, and Axel will stand there, and he'll reach in his he put on like a different shirt that was a little more dressy. He reaches in and pulls out a crucifix, like a small one, and gives it like a quick kiss and crosses himself.
I did not know you were religious.
I'm not all the time. And he just...
No atheists in foxholes, right?
Yeah. And he looks down. He's like, rest in peace, you poor son of a bitch.
Put it down there. Start putting dirt over top of it. Every piece of dirt you throw on it almost instantly turns to mud. Keep throwing dirt on it, you fill it up, and at the end of the pile, it's just like, see, it's still wet. It's almost like water is seeping up from the ground, and it stinks even worse than before, and it's just like bubbling off from the ground.
I suspect we might have fucked up.
Roll a sanity check.
Fuck me. God.
It's not just water, it's like blood, it's like ichor.
64 under 65.
Damn. 98 over 80. A rare failure from Alice.
Alright, you succeed, Joe, but you still have to take one sanity.
Alright.
1d4 for Alice.
I will not deflect at this moment. I'm just going to take it on the chin.
Yeah.
4-2.
Right.
A little bit shaken up, not the worst.
This is bad.
How do we stop it? Axel, how do we stop it?
I don't fucking know. God damn it. Do we try to burn it? Do we? Fuck me.
I have a feeling it will not burn. What about the lime? What if that's why Arthur had the lime?
Maybe that is why. Fuck. We're going back to the store. We're going to get the lime, and we're going to fill up on gasoline. We're going to do both things. Look, Mr. Summers be damned. This is Delta Green. We got a job to do.
Damn right we do. Back to the storage unit.
We're just gonna have to leave old Anton here to... in his soup. Till we get back.
Little Anton soup.
Anton soup.
Alright, we go back to the storage unit and we get some lime and we stop at a gas station.
Gotcha.
What was that thing you were talking about?
Supplement.
That fancy word that you forgot. Sublimation. What is this?
Something I can't do without some bomb matter on hand. I can't grab the stuff right now.
Maybe we should make a call to Summer.
Yeah. Yeah, call him.
And Alice will call Summer.
We're on our way back at this point, or we're like heading back to the body.
Got gas, got lime.
Everything y'all got you gas need. And lime.
Gas and lime.
Okay. You call Summers. He picks up the phone. You can hear a child crying in the background. Dishes clinging together. It's like, hey, James, I was just about to call you. Stepping out for a second. It was Mr. Summers here.
Summers. How is the requisition of Arthur's cell phone going? Have you located his cell phone?
Was that actually one of the things he didn't give y'all?
If you were to call in episode
he was going to get it for us. Are you saying that he already gave it to us?
I can't remember what I said, but I'll take y'all's word that he said he was going to get it for you.
Yeah.
Said he was going to try, yeah. Anyway.
I've been contacting the FBI through secure channels, and I think I can get that to you guys okay. In the AM. But it'll have to be tomorrow.
Also, you promised us a shotgun by the end of the day, I believe?
Yes, that's correct. I have informed the county police station that you are working on the investigation. I would, as Delta Green goes, don't push too hard. Don't make him look into it. But they should provide you with a vest and firearms.
Super.
If needed.
Hey, Summers, you're not happen to be in the area of Meadowbrook, would you? We have something quite groundbreaking that we would like to talk to you about.
Well done.
Very something to give you some. What was the joke thing?
Some jokins? I'll take a jokins.
I said I was tempted. he said, "Fellas, that's gonna be a no go. Am nowhere near the area."
You were here at 1 o'clock this afternoon, and now you're nowhere near the area. Your buddy was snooping down this investigation, and you didn't know anything about it.
Do I have to remind you that I made a push and lost willpower to make you more receptive to helping us?
Yeah, your buddy yes. just happened to have two shotguns, two shovels, two of everything in his storage unit. Seems like he was working with someone, but you, one of his best buds, wouldn't know anything about all that, would you, Summers?
Wait, this, the green box?
Yeah, the green
had
box.
Had what in it?
It had something really important, Summers. And we need to know if you know anything about it, what's in there.
Let's get something straight, fellas. We're a team.
Yeah, we are.
And you're not going to tell me what was in the green box that Arthur Dunley visited just prior to his death.
There is something in the green box that is so dangerous, I don't know if I want to talk about it even on this secure line. Are you picking up what I'm putting down?
What exactly do I need to do make this right?
You need to give Axel the chemicals that he requests so we can make the problem disappear.
And we which have chemicals would that be? Fellas, we're on the same team. Now, I'm here.
Do you have with it? With your what family? Team? Yeah, good for you, man. Plastic explosives. I need plastic explosives, or I at least need some ammonium nitrate or something. I need something I can make an explosive with. We're going to try to handle this particular problem a little quieter. but
that listen, is we just, lot. I've been trying to be very straightforward with you guys. Now, this is Skirlon. What was in the storage?
Something unnatural.
Do a persuade at negative 20. You want this thing.
Okay, negative 20 on a persuade. Negative 20. 19.
Hey.
Success. Something. All right, Axel. Something unnatural, Summers. We haven't even been on this mission for 12 fucking hours. And it's already getting weird.
3 hours, it'll be at a secure drop-off.
Noted.
I hope you can take care of this.
Me too, Summers.
Click.
All right.
Well, that went about as well as it possibly could go.
Yeah. So do we wait on the, do we wait on the explosives, or do we want to try to line this kid up?
Maybe let's go back to the burial site and keep an eye on him while we are waiting.
Okay. Alice, I need to ask you a question.
Yes, I am single.
All right. I'm going to put a pin in that. For just this moment. Alice, do you believe in all this? I mean, we have to believe in it. We're in Delta Green, for Christ's sakes. You've seen...
Excellent.
You've seen some weird stuff.
You know what I've seen.
Yeah.
And that... The missions we've been on together, that isn't even the half of it. So, yes. Yes, I believe.
Alice, if this kid comes out of this fucking hole... We have to deal with it.
Well, yes, agreed.
All right. Let's go. Let's go back.
Do you think I'm too squeamish to kill the zombie corpse of a child?
I don't even want to fucking call it that. It's just... God. Let's go.
Yeah, so we're going to go back and we're going to wait a little bit from a little bit of a distance. We're not gonna
stand over the hole,
but I assume. So when we get back, is it still bubbling?
Did we fucking activate this thing by taking it back to the fucking house? Like, did
where did you?
That's what.
Where did you go? Like, how? What? So you're driving back to the where you buried it?
The burial site. Yeah. So like, it's like off the road a little bit. So we're gonna kind of stand back and eyeball it. Shotgun in hand.
Right. It is still dirt on top.
Is it still muddy? Is it still wet? Or has it gone back to how it was?
Subsided. I mean, obviously you can see that it's a little damper than still smells, but there is.
It appears to have soaked in by this point.
Right.
All right.
So do you think Summers will text us with the secure drop-off spot, or...
Well, I assumed he was going to send me a page on my pager.
Click, click.
Yeah, yes. There goes now. All right. This looks to be... okay for the time being.
Well... shall we go get some chemicals?
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that.
And maybe some food. I'm starving.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go with some french fries.
So yeah, we're going to go pick up whatever is waiting for us.
Takes 45 minutes, a little bit outside of town. Just a drop-off point. What you asked for is there. You get food. By this time, I will say it's around 9 p.m. with all this shit going on.
Do we get plastic explosives, or do we get some explosives that Axel has to mix up.
What'd you ask for? You just asked for the chemicals, right?
I said either plastic explosives or potassium nitrate, you know, like so he can make ANFO.
Roll luck roll.
Okay.
You'll either get one or the other.
It's good use for luck. 27. Lucky.
It was, well then, which plastic would you explosives. Prefer? Okay, that's what you got.
All right. Jack pot. He like holds up two bricks. Does he have like one explosives worth or like two explosives worth? What do we?
One.
He's like got a brick of C4. I'm like, looky, looky. Here, hot potato.
Excellent.
And he like pitches it to you real quick.
Why do you have an erection?
Why do you not? Oh, wait.
All right.
Just in like case said, we need it.
It's 9 to 9:30 right now of the night's going by. I'm gonna use the restroom and I'll be back in just a second.
Do we wanna go back and handle this? Do we wanna dig that thing up or do we wanna let it rest?
Oh hell no. We have to go back tonight. We have to stop whatever we have started.
Alright. Well,
For better or for worse?
Better or for worse. Well, I'm gonna eat my chicken sandwich here. Can't do the red meat anymore.
Is it because of the gallbladder?
Yeah. Yeah. By the way,
I've been eating more than I ever have in my life, but I'm still losing weight.
Yeah, about that, Alice. You know, when we were with Summers at the briefing, he mentioned something kind of in passing about some type of diagnosis. And listen, I don't want you to. Yeah, I know it's rude for a man to talk about a woman's weight necessarily, but you're looking a little leaner than you're looking a little leaner than you did before. Are you okay?
Long pause. No, I'm not, Axel. I don't think I want to talk about it right now. We have to focus on what we are doing. We're about to do something extremely dangerous, and you need to be able to trust me. So trust me when I tell you that, no, I am not okay, but it will not affect me and the mission.
All right. Mission at hand.
Yes.
Focus on that. All right, let's head back and let's deal with Anton.
Poor kid.
We head back, and now we have our explosives in hand, and Axel is going to stage the bags of lime, the gasoline, and the explosives there by the grave, and he's going to take the shovel and say, "Cover me."
In dirt? Oh wait, no, I have the shotgun. You have the shovel.
Right. Okay. I wanna get into the mind of this fucking kid. And Axel, you know, they didn't dig him that deep and the dirt is all loose now, but it is, I imagine it's wet, so it's probably heavy.
Still wet.
And the smell is, I imagine it's as he begins nasty. To dig again, it's gross. Oh. He starts digging, he's like, and then he gets down to the door of the coffin and he's going to pick up his shotgun as well and kind of put the shovel down there. So he's got like the shotgun in his right hand and he puts the tip of the shovel to like pop the top open. He's like, "You ready?"
"Hey, Axel, wait."
Yeah.
And Alice digs in her purse and throws him some Vicks vapor rub. "This is what we do in the hospital. Put some on your upper lip."
"Okay, yeah."
He rubs it on there, which is, it is what they do. And he's like, "Okay."
I think I learned that from you.
Yeah.
When you were a phlebotomist. And Alice will do the same, because we do not need to barf in this encounter.
You ready?
Yeah, go for it. Good luck.
Axel is going to, again, he's like kind of got like the shotgun in one hand, the shovel in his left hand, down in the hole, and is going to try to lift open the top of the coffin. And like as soon as it goes, you know, he's dropping the shovel and shotgun at the ready, like ready to, if something comes out of this fucking box.
What flip happens? It open. This corpse. Bones. His old little suit he was buried in.
It's dry.
Wet.
Still wet.
But it's just bones. He didn't like grow back flesh.
No flesh.
He did not.
Okay. Okay. Axel's just gonna like put his hands on his knees. He's like, oh fuck. Oh damn it. All right.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
All right.
Okay. Axel, you're running the show. What do we need to do?
Let's try burning him first. I'd rather not attract the attention of an explosion if we don't have to.
Okay.
Let's lime him too. Why the fuck not?
Hey, we got it.
We're gonna like take the shovel and start throwing lime down into the coffin.
Coffin.
I wonder if this is why they had the lime to begin with. Maybe this has happened before.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, probably. And what about the biohazard containers?
Maybe it's a part of it.
He was intending on disposing something.
I'm not touching this fucking kid.
I mean, yeah, no, let's not do that. Let's just,
Okay. He's gonna, so we've got the however many, weren't there like six cans?
Yeah.
Axel's gonna pour half of it on the kid.
With you the, know, and, with the coffin open?
Yeah, with the coffin open. Just pour it down in there.
Start pouring his ear.
Like, doop, doop. The coffin's open and we hear this?
Yeah.
Give me the fucking lighter. Lighter, lighter, lighter.
Here, lighter.
And he fucking, he like lights the Zippo and throws it in the fucking thing. And
fucking heartbeat.
It's start getting hearing. Faster.
Chiamami il monum.
Damn it.
Chiamami il monum.
We hear like chanting.
It's like the Axel. Fire's going doof doof.
Get to C4.
Duh.
Now.
Yeah, Axel's gonna. Axel fucking grabs now the explosive Axel. And he's like, he just. Cause so C4 will burn kind of slowly. So it's not gonna, it, like, go off. It won't go off as soon as it goes in. But he's gonna throw it in and then, like, get the fuck back! And is gonna, as soon as they're, like, kind of back, he's gonna hit the fucking trigger on this thing.
It gets like louder and louder as you're doing it, and then it's like.
Secrete il visto no el libro nero.
Boom!
It's a fucking loud explosion.
Yeah, it
is. Shit's everywhere. Some branches are on fire.
What the fuck, Alice? Like, we're like down, like on our bellies. Do we hear the sound anymore?
No. Just echoing. I mean, it's like in the woods, so you just, when a gun goes off, you know, it's just echoing.
Like the sounds of birds flying off in the distance and stuff like that.
Fuck a duck.
How thoroughly do you think that corpse has been destroyed? Has it been, as you say, sublimated? Evaporated?
That, I, you know, Alice, honestly, I don't know if we have time to fuck with it. We probably need to go.
Yeah, I think we probably have more time than you think. This is a small town. There isn't a large sheriff force It will take them time to get here. We have enough time.
All right.
To at least look.
All right. Axel's like, fuck. And he's just going to run up there real
quick. Was that the DM rolling a luck check?
He's going to run up there to the hole real quick and shine the light in the hole and see what he sees.
Fucking destroyed. Detritus. Destruction.
Oh, Lord Almighty. That's gone.
Do we see bits? Like, I mean, how many bits would you see? Like, not many. You know? I mean,
no.
It's gone.
Okay. Our job here is done. Let us go.
Fuck me. In the van. He'll like look down the hole real quick, and he'll cross himself again. He's like, sorry. And then like back to the van.
Fuck you in the van. It's awfully forward. We can touch on that later.
As you guys are driving back into town,
burning rubber,
you see cop cars. Well, fly past you, going in the opposite the way you came.
Jesus Christ.
Alice.
Well?
I need a fucking shower.
Yeah. Shower would be nice. Maybe a drink.
The hell have we gotten ourselves into?
What, like 10 fucking hours onto the case and we just blew up a zombie baby?
I got some...
That's got to be some kind of record.
I got some questions for Yamil Yarrow. Maybe he'll know.
Is it the... Oh, is that the quack? The fake? The charlatan?
The two psychologists rolled into one, yeah.
Right.
All right. God.
We go to a hotel. And we sleep.
I think you should have rolled a sanity check on that. That was pretty crazy.
Okay. All right. You're right. We should have rolled a sanity check.
Agreed. It could be a latent sanity check, yeah. Like if we have nightmares.
I mean, you had adrenaline running, so you didn't have any time to think about it, but yeah.
Sanity check. We'll roll it here. That's a 31 under 64 for Axel.
Critical.
Critical success.
Joe, you still Alice. Take one. Since you got a critical, you won't have to take the one, Alice.
Unshakable.
All right.
Axel again, so like maybe Axel, he's like, fuck my lighter. And so he has to use the cigarette lighter in the van. And he's like, he has to like dig like for a cigarette, for a pack of cigarettes. He's like, I'm trying to quit. He sticks one in his mouth.
Oh yeah. After that shit, I'm trying to start. Do you have one for
me?
Yeah,
here. Here, take two. he is far away on the drive to the motel, like window down. He cranks up some music, and at first it starts with like Metallica or something, but then he just like switches it to like some slow country or something, like something that's just like, you know, like
like Hank like Williams. Calmer,
but he's just smoking slow the whole time.
How about that George Jones song, If Drinking Don't Kill Me, Her Memory Will?
He's like, but yeah, we go to a motel. And we get a room.
Find a motel pretty easily. Get a room just as easy. And you guys see. Have a solid night's sleep.
Okay, that's all it looks like to be a luck roll for how well we sleep. Love that. Love that. That's probably a good place for us to stop.
Gotcha. Settle down. In spite of what you just saw, have a good night's rest. We'll see what the next day brings.
Dude, this is definitely a record for us. On how quickly we ran into something and destroyed it.
All things considered, I feel pretty good about that. Like, that was pretty competent.
I feel like we did the right thing.
I'm curious how it's going to change the story. Like, yeah. If that was a set piece that we were not supposed to destroy, but I mean, come on.
But I mean, like,
where's my daddy?
Where's? I'm gonna add underneath it, underneath Anton Tour. I'm gonna add, where is my daddy? Oh God. That was no fun. I didn't like that at all. But that is actually probably one of the most uncomfortable I've been playing Delta Green. Just that idea of us sitting in the van. And then and then it talking to us. Oh God. I don't like that at all.
Who knows?
God, I don't know. Like, it's definitely, I feel like I want to study Brad's face as we talk about it to try to understand whether or not what he thinks, like whether or not you think that we've done well.
I mean,
or not.
I think you guys are doing fine. You're not insane. You're alive. You're not insane, what else, yeah. What else can you hope for?
In Delta Green, that's about it. Yeah.
I'd say we put a poor, tortured soul to rest. I think we've done good.
Yeah. All right. everyone listening, everyone watching, I just thank you for being here. We're so glad we're not alone in this. Thank you so much. Tell someone about us. Leave us a good review. It helps. You want to get the episodes a week early? Head over on the Patreon. Subscribe. We're going to try to do a sanity check after this and kind of maybe talk about it a little more. Brad, good job, you son of a bitch. That's
solid, dude.
You did
good
it.
Job to y'all.
That was like 0 to 60 in the span of, what, the last 30 minutes?
He had a very certain sick smile on his face when he first told us, like, where's my daddy? Like, he was happy. He was happy.
Too much joy out of it.
Well, I'm not kidding. This is like, this actually kind of made me uncomfortable. Like this is creepy.
Sweet.
So,
it means he's doing his job.
He's doing his damn job.
It was fun. Y'all played great. I had fun playing with y'all. Yeah. We'll do the sanity check. And for everyone else, stay safe and stay sane.
Bye.